Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. God, we come to gather, we come to praise you. Hallowed be your name. We are here for you, God. Lord, you are our God and there is no other. And you loved us so much that you gave your only son to die for us. So let creation sing of your name, sing of your beauty and your power. This morning we join in the angels as they proclaim how great you are, how holy you are. May this song be the prayer in our hearts.
Power yours is the glory.
kingdom yours, is the power yours, is the glory forever. Amen. Oh, yours is the kingdom yours, is the power. Jesus, we turn our eyes to you now. Because if it wasn't for your sacrifice, we wouldn't be here. Lord, we'll never really know what you did for us and the value that you placed onto our lives as you sacrificed your own. Son of the Most High God, willing to come down to earth, to be crucified, to bear the consequences of our sin, so that we may be free, so that we may live. Isaiah 53, verse 3. He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and as one from whom men hide their faces. He was despised and we esteemed him not. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Man of sorrows, Lamb of God, by his own betrayal, the sin of man and wrath of God has been on Jesus laid. Silent as he stood accused, beaten, salvation, where your love poured out over me. Now my soul cries out, hallelujah, praise and honor unto thee. To purchase and redeem and reconcile the very ones who nailed him to that tree. Oh, that rugged cross, my salvation, where your love poured out over. Hallelujah. Jesus bear. Now the curse of sin has no hold on me. Whom the Son sets free, oh, is free indeed. Now my debt is paid, it is paid in full by the precious blood that my Jesus spilled. Now the curse of sin has no hold on me. Whom the Son sets free, oh, is free indeed. Oh, that rugged cross, my salvation, where your love poured out over me. Now my soul cries out, hallelujah, praise and honor unto thee. All honor unto thee, to you alone. See, the stone is rolled away. Behold, the empty tomb. Hallelujah, God be praised. He's risen from the grave. Oh, that rugged cross, my salvation, where your love poured out over me. Now my soul, and honor unto thee. Finally, Lord Spirit, we turn our eyes to you. Jesus himself said it's better for him to leave so that you could come. Living God, you remind us that you are still alive today and that you are working in our midst right now, in our churches, in our hearts, and in the society that we live in. So teach us how to hear your voice, how to be obedient to you. Most importantly, Spirit, teach us how to just be with you. For us to be in your presence wherever we go. Remove the barriers and the walls that were built up. Let us hear your voice and feel your presence. In Psalm 34, it says, taste and see that the Lord is good. Spirit, we believe that you are good. So guide us, lead us, comfort us, convict us, drive us forward. Draw us to you. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence.
There's nothing worth more.
And there's nothing worth more that will ever come close. Can compare, you're our living hope.
tasted and seen of the sweetest of loves. When my heart becomes free, and my shame is undone. We thank you, Lord. Singing, Holy Spirit, you are welcome. Come flood this place and fill. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long to be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence.
Sing, there's nothing worth more.
Yeah. your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord.
Father, Son, and Spirit, how beautiful you are, God. How beautiful you are. So we're receptive to you, and as we gather, speak to us, Lord. Speak to us, Lord. Anoint Pastor Bert's lips as he speaks. But we're here for you, Lord. Move in this place. In our hearts. We thank you. In Jesus' name. Amen.
One can wash us.
Lord Jesus, indeed, we thank you so much that we have been forgiven, that you wash us anew, Lord. So we pray for a fresh anointing of your Holy Spirit on our lives, Lord. That is your Spirit which gives us boldness and courage and love and compassion and joy and peace and calling and direction. That it is in you that we know that that is where the truth is, Lord, and the truth that sets us free. We thank you, Lord. We come and we worship you now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
desire. Awakening for you and you alone. Awake my soul, awake my soul and sing. For the world you love, your will be done. Let your will be done in me.
Let's go back to the top. Shall we stand?
In our hearts, Lord, in this nation.
As we took communion and we were praying and we're worshiping, there's a sense that was shared of that there are a lot of heart issues that some of us have, that there is a heavy weight on our heart. If that is you today, if you feel that there is a heavy heart, that there's something just weighing you down, we're just asking you today just to raise your hand, not for us, but just to reach out to God. And we'll do just to let you know that actually God is there, that He understands what is going on in your heart. He understands the weight that is there. Just raise your hand just as a sign to say, Jesus, will you help me? Will you release that burden that is weighing me down? If that is you today, if that is something in particular has been weighing you down this week or in particular right now during communion, just raise your hand and we're going to just say a prayer just to lift those burdens up to the Lord. Thank you. Lord Jesus, as you see your children just lifting your hands right now because there is a weight on their heart, that there's a burden that is preventing from their lives and their heart from knowing that freedom, from that awakening. Lord, will you look down and see? Will you stand next to those who have their hands raised now, and will you bring them your comfort and your peace and your word of truth? Will you restore in them the joy of your salvation today, Lord? We thank you, Jesus, because nothing is beyond your sight. Nothing is beyond your power. Let your freedom ring out and reign, Lord. We thank you. We surrender again these burdens to you. May your spirit minister to our heavy hearts. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. As we just continue to sing this song and just let the words ring out, if you would like someone to pray for you, Isabella and some of the prayer team are back there, Auntie's back there, just reach out to them and say, Jesus, pray for me. Just pray for my heavy heart. Or if there's anything else you need, if there's healing that you need in your life, you can just go back there and ask as well.
Do you want to
John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order for the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. And this is the judgment. The light has come into the world, and people love the darkness rather than the light, because their works were evil. But in him was life, the life of men. And the light shone into the darkness, and the darkness does not overcome it. So awaken us, God. For you and you alone, awaken our souls, so that we may sing and declare with the good news of John 3:16, that you loved us so much that you would give your only Son to die for us. And we look to the day when every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord. Give us the courage to sacrifice for you as those men we heard earlier did, or the way you sacrificed for us.
Sing like the rising sun that shines.
everlasting.
Just before we sing our last song, just want to encourage us, if we feel like we're too afraid or too scared to stand up and speak out for Jesus, we got to remember that who can stop the Lord Almighty? There are some of us here who know that God wants to use us in different ways, but we're too afraid or we feel inadequate or insufficient. Just remember that our God is the Lion of Judah, that he is the one who goes before us and he's the one who goes behind us. So we need to act in faith. We need to act in his courage to remember that he is the King forevermore. So as we declare and sing this last song, just really trust in him. Commit your heart to him this week.
Spotless lamb, buried by the sons of man, but he was rescued by the Father's hand to reign as King forever.
King of kings forever, Lord of lords. We all bow and we quake before your presence, Lord. So send us out, Lord, as your ambassadors of love, knowing that you are the Almighty God. And we are your children, robed in your holiness and your righteousness, clothed in your majesty. Send us forth in humility and love, robed in the same things that Christ is, filled with your Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord Jesus. So now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of our Heavenly Father and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all.